done by White Earth and Honor the Earth took that on, and they didn't deem that was worthy and threw that out. And so the study that did get in, cultural survey, was done by Fond du Lac, which was funded by Enbridge. So then now White Earth and Red Lake are saying, hey, nope, that study's no good either. So now that's in the court. So yeah. There's many different appeals and different things that are up, and we're in the heart Minnesota was even a state. So this is in place, and the treaty was made because they wanted settlers to come, and there was a lot of conflict. So they wanted the settlers to be able to come and not have conflict with the native people. And at this time too, the native people realized, you know, we need to do what we need to do, and we want to keep our rights. We want to live in peace. We're tired of being at war with the settlers, and so they agreed. We will sign this treaty. We will continue to be Anishinaabe and keep our hunting, fishing, and gathering rights. We already worry about those. Those are old lines. So now they want to come in with a new corridor. And with line 3. And then they want to decommission the one in Leech Lake. So Enbridge has made lots of different deals. And we know that 1, 2, 3, 4 lines, Enbridge's lines, their lease is up in Leech Lake in 2029. So what ended up happening there is that they wanted to put the bigger pipe in, and Leech Lake said, no, this contract here was to repair it at the smaller, so we're not going to go for that. So Enbridge says, fine, we got another diabolical plan. So, 1855 treaty can help us. Just for it to be upheld. Because for so that, the first few years, I'm like, I don't know about that. Hopefully it's just fluctuation. But, you know, there's areas that the water's been too high for the rice, so it hasn't developed well. So far, so good. The rice is looking good right now. And if we have time, I'll be able to bring you also down to Lower Rice Lake, where I live. Hopefully I didn't take up too much time. Let's try not to, but.
Sorry, I have another question. How do you relate your time as indigenous people who own this land, let's say, to ecological movements coming from white people who want to also be a water, don't want this kind of economical development and so on? Is there a coalition? Because the way you argue is very specific, related to your rights.
Yes.
How do you relate this?
Don't know for certain what's in those current lines. It says it's sweet crude or whatever, but it could very well be heavy crude. I'll never know. I don't know if I answered your question about how to connect. I say that we want to connect that as everybody needs water. And tar sands is detriment to water. And there's very little study on how tar sands affects living organisms.
Yep, like you were talking about. So as someone who is a settler, my family is settled in this region. When you talk about making sure that species are honored and upheld, what does that look like
river so you guys can see where that's going to be crossing and kind of experience that wetlands there. And the canoe journey you will experience one of my favorite spots. Whoever's going on that canoe journey, I call it One Lane Bridge. It's very desolate. So, well, I won't take you there today because we don't have time. If we would have had time, I would have showed you today. I don't know about tomorrow if I would have showed you. And then the rocks I used, we got from Lake Superior, so I've been using those quite a bit lately, bringing them out. Just because we know what's at stake there, too. So yeah, I don't know how, Jamie said that you may only had till 3.
I know some folks might have to get in their canoes. I don't, I mean, some of us are untethered and maybe could.
And I have to like 4-ish, 4:30.
So I would like to go with you, and I don't know what the plan is in terms of everyone.
And we can figure out the plan. I wish I wouldn't have talked so long.
No, you had important things to share. There was no problem.